News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Well, Dublin City Council has opted not to acquire units for social housing at three new Docklands developments, and the local authority has insisted, has instead decided to acquire cheaper units at alternative sites in the city as its plans for social integration continue to be frustrated by premium prices. And for more on this, we're joined by activist Father Peter McFerry. Peter, a very good morning.
Thank you very much.
Peter, what's your thoughts on this story that's emerged this morning?
I've mixed thoughts. Obviously, Dublin City Council is very expensive to buy those houses. However, you know, there are two questions that have to be asked. One is, much of that site was owned by NAMA, and NAMA sold it. And NAMA could have used that site to build social and affordable housing, which are in short supply, but instead sold it to...
Is that not the big issue, Peter? The fact that, like, for a lot... I'm just gauging this off a lot of our listeners' comments and texts this morning, and the points a lot of them are making are that, you know, why would you pay so much money, exorbitant prices, for perhaps one unit when we talk to you on a regular basis and, you know, you constantly talk about the fact that there's so many people on social housing lists, in emergency accommodation, and homeless people on the streets? Is the idea of probably looking for better value for money for individual units not a good thing?
Well, I can understand that that is the position today. I'm looking at what happened a few years ago when NAMA, the state, owned that site.
I suppose we just want to look more specifically at today, because we just have, I suppose, a short period of time.
Okay.
But just to give us your view on the fact that, is this something you would support or something that you think shouldn't happen?
Well, I can understand Dublin City Council's perspective that you can buy two or three apartments for the price of one in the Docklands. Now, maybe the government need to step in here. The government keep talking about social housing and the need for integrated social housing. And maybe the government should come up with a way of acquiring those, maybe paying for them over 10 years rather than just paying straight off. Are finding some other way to ensure that there is an element of social housing in that block. What's going to happen now over the next few years is we're going to see that whole area is going to be gentrified, and that is to the detriment of the local community.
Okay.
It's going to be all high end residential and commercial.
So you think that the local authority should be required to seek some of the houses?
I think they should be required to seek some of the houses, but obviously there should be some other way of paying that doesn't mean a huge, massive investment up front.
Just one of the other points that was mentioned, I notice, in the piece today is the fact that, you know, perhaps local authorities could look or be encouraged to kind of avoid buying units in the really, perhaps in some expensive developments. But that's in many cases too, though, Father Peter McFerry, just a reflection of the cost of building and developing at the moment. And that's the key issue.
Yeah, the cost of housing has gone up by 70% since 2012. But the cost of building houses, the cost of labour and materials, has only gone up by 7% since 2012. Now, here we have some of the extra cost is the cost of land, but here we had land that was actually owned by the state. And this is my,
okay. That's your issue.
Criticism,
yeah.
Really, that what happened, the state had land, could have built 2,500 houses, social and affordable houses, on that area. And
you want to know why they didn't.
Housing.
Let me just ask you about the social policy, or I suppose social integration policy, and the point that was been made earlier, perhaps even just by some of our listeners, about the idea of planning for the future. Have you concerns about that?
I don't think there's any planning for the future. I think housing policy is being dictated by the developers and the builders. I think the government have lost control of housing policy. It's it's the builders and developers who decide what is going to be built and where it's going
okay.
to be built.
Look, my thanks to you for joining us, Father Peter McFerry, on the programme this morning. There's a huge amount of reaction from people actually regarding this, but we want your view on it today. We want to know what you think about this. Should developers be made to put social housing units within their new builds, within their new developments? Or do you think that perhaps people, they don't want to live next to people with social housing tenants? You can let us know. We want your opinion. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT this morning. But my thanks for the moment to social housing activist Father Peter McFerry for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast. Do stay with us. We've plenty more to come. We'll be back in just a few moments.